26, please.
Item number 26, project number WP302, Countywide Playground Resurfacing, Rose Park, page 86.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this request would provide the Parks Department with funding to remove the sand at Rose Park and in the playground and replace it with new drainage, new stones, and for a base and the pour-in-place rubber. We have made a commitment to going to PIP on all of 100% of our new installs, but now we want to start addressing some of the relatively newer playgrounds that we have out there that are in good condition and have a long, useful life. We want to get the sand out of them just because of the detrimental effects of the sand. And we want to go to the PIP where it is so much nicer and everyone is very happy with it. So this would be the first one, and it's based upon rankings from our playground safety inspection crews.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Of course, Holler Park is the accessible park, the handicapped accessible park in my district, and it has a sand playground, which seems kind of against the purpose of the park, where it's awesome, you know, zero depth entry pool, and of course Easter Seals was there, and we got the, thanks to my help from the Parks Department staff, we got the new pier in the lagoon there that's easy to wheel out on. But there's the sand playground that I don't want to think about trying to operate a wheelchair. And I'm just, is this like the 5-year capital plan, Holler, that playground? I should say the sand removal. Is that in the long-term picture, the short-term picture?
You said Holler?
Holler. Yeah. We visited there, I believe.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, it is in the long-term desire of the Parks Department to do at least one sand replacement per year upcoming. And so I can take a look at the Holler one. One of the things, we do meet ADA codes with some sand in there, especially when the swings have the PIP base below that. That's one of the criteria for meeting the ADA components. But, you know, getting to full PIP is the ultimate goal.
Interesting. Okay. Mr. Chairman, could I request information on how much it costs to replace the sand with PIP? Just for future reference.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I can get that for you.
Thank you, sir. And, of course, I got a note. This is coming from general obligation bonds. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Well, I guess it's the same question, but when I look at this item, is this item one? Is it just real smart for
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this is the first one that we're going to do, and so we've been fairly...
As a retro.
Correct. And then when we do them brand new, all the drainage goes in before, and you're not having to core a lot of different things, and so we've got to go through this whole design process. Landscape architect and the playground companies have came in and take a look at it, and these are just some rough estimates, and so I think we'll get better after at our cost numbers after we get through a full one. And it's a big playground; it's got a good size footprint on it. So it depends on, you know, it comes as square foot cost.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.